We're recording now. It's the Jimmy Doan Show.
Live
without
from
Jimmy. Jimmy is on to your road, man. We have our guest today, Gino.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing, Gino?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Gino's a Florida Gator.
Yeah. Oh! I'm a disgrace to my entire family, but yes, I am a Gator.
You are now a Gator. What are you studying? You're studying some kind of a school.
I am studying something like a finance-oriented thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, can you finance a Jimmy Doan Show?
Absolutely.
All right,
yeah, I've got a few dollars in my pocket right here. We'll start.
Well, cool. Well, because nobody else is here today other than our guest Gino and Eric, we are going to talk about cool things.
Cool things. Cool
like
things.
Like triangle.
Hey. Now we're in an area I can opine on.
Is there any triangle at the University of Florida?
Oh my God! The place is inundated with triangle. I mean, it's hard not to be. You step in it every corner. You turn around. It's just there's so much trim out there. It's
just disgusting. Sick.
It's disgusting. It sucks being old now. So you know.
Old. Oh yeah. Right. For those of you who are listening, Gino looks like a health food poster. He looks like God. What's that guy's name? Freaking Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. Been a long time since I've been called Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer is now old, okay? So maybe I followed right along with him there. Anyway.
So it
works out well out there until they ask you how old you are.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's wonderful. They talk to you and hide. It's nothing the other. And all about, you know, they just...
So obviously you're never running to office, or you would have learned how to lie by now.
Well, you know, I thought about doing that. You know, you tell them your actual age, they look at you like you just sprouted another head or something. So. Oh, God, I can't even be talking to you. Oh, my God.
Really? So it's violent?
Well, you know, not with all of them, but some of them.
Some of them?
Yeah.
Anyway. Only the ones that you want to...
Only the ones that I want to have anything to do with.
Right. So have you been out around campus? I mean, the University of Florida was rated by Playboy as like one of the, you know, the coolest campuses around.
It is actually a very, very cool campus. It's pretty spread out, so, you know, it's hard to cover a lot of ground on foot. But it's fun. It's fun, man, just walking around out there looking. You know, there's a lot of stuff to look at.
Have you seen the big French fries we were talking about earlier on
the show? Big French fries? No.
There's some big statue out there. It's like 50 feet tall. It's French fries. They're painted yellow and they're made out of metal. It costs us like $100,000.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Where's it? Is it what, like by a museum or something? When the museum's out there or something? Or
I think it's by Tigard Hall or somewhere. I'm not sure. We don't have
If
any.
If it were up there, I would have seen it. That's where I am.
Oh, okay.
Just up all around right. that area. But no, I haven't seen that yet. So interesting. Giant metal French fries. Well, it's a must for higher education as far as I can see.
Well. Well, your tax dollar is hard at work, question about it. So, So you actually commute from somewhere else.
Yeah, I commute from hell every day.
Every day,
I commute.
Do you really go to class every single day?
No. This time I've got away with just twice a week, and over the summer it was 5 days a week for about 6 weeks there. That was freaking nightmare. Hmm. But, nope, 2 days a week. They have so much online out there now. Like, when you're going into business, so many of your core classes are online. That way they have one instructor and 1,000 students. It's pretty economical.
Actually, that's pretty cool. I mean,
it's extremely cool.
I mean, I'll tell you right now. I mean, again, I was one to say early on that, if I'd have had the internet growing up, I'd probably be king of the world right now, you know? I would have had those armies that James Bond guys always talk about. Like, where does he get all those guys from? They want to support this dude, you know? Well, trust me, man. If I'd had the internet, I would have had those guys.
There's
no question about it. I would have started them off on porn and moved them right into... moved them right into actually getting paid someday.
Exactly.
Not a lot, but,
Yeah, it is a great concept. They got a great... a great program out there, the way they do it. I mean, you have to, you have a choice of pretty much all of your lectures are online. I mean, you can't really communicate with the instructor, of course, when you're watching a recorded, you know, usually right after he finishes, you're watching it online. So you can't, you know, there's no two-way trade. There's no Socratic method, you know, and a way to be doing that there. He does have actual students in the class. You can communicate with everybody via discussion boards, and you have a couple methods of taking the exams. You can go to the campus and take it, which is what I do, pretty simple. Or B, you can go to I think they got like 20, 30 or so community colleges in the state of Florida that you can go and have your exam proctored there.
Let me ask you a question. Does it cost more to take an online class than it does to take a normal class?
I don't believe it does. I can't remember. It costs more if you want to take the exams at those remote locations, because they have to, I guess, I don't know, maybe give them some money or something to actually proctor.
For people to actually show up or something.
Right. But if there is a web fee, I haven't really noticed it. There might be a small one, but I don't believe there is.
Wow. So in other words, it's... Okay, so in other words, you're telling me that it is it's just as expensive to take the classes online than it is to take them at the actual college?
That's exactly right.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you sacrifice having a one-on-one with the professor, but, you know, if you've ever attended a lecture at UF, you'll notice there's not a lot of back and forth. It's usually you're just getting preached at the whole time.
Right. Yeah, it's the pulpit speech. There's
exactly.
No question.
Exactly. So you don't have a great deal of trade with the intellectual trade with the professor anyway. So.
Except for maybe some of the students, and maybe there's
some
trade
going
on. There's
always a possibility for some of that type of trade.
Yes, I'll tell you. And you would be, of course, open to have some trade for some tutoring.
I'd be open. At this point, it's been so long, I'd be open to just about anything.
Okay.
Hey!
This isn't going to be a very long Jimmy Doan show today, because Eric, the engineer, is going to have to escape out of the back room. But so what you're saying is that there's some hot girls in there that go to class and actually show up.
Well, in my class, there's the one I actually attend.
You're in accounting, though.
I switched from accounting to finance.
Oh, okay, finance. Right. Yeah. So you're going to make the money to attract the women.
Right. Maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe. Probably.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing a term in the military to start with. So.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. When are you going in? You're going to fight the frickin' towel heads over there.
I'm going to just shoot me some friggin' something.
I have known Gino for quite some time. In fact, we were actually in a rock and roll band a long time ago when we were hair farmers. And I may play a cut at the end of the show or something from us. But anyway, I do know one thing, that you were pretty upset that you didn't get to kill anybody in the first war, in the Gulf War.
Oh, absolutely. Right. I would have been front line. You know, they could have sat me on the barrel of a tank and I would have ridden into that war. That was a woodshed, a watershed, any shed you want. It was just
any shed,
ass
just shoot
whipping.
It. If it's a shed, just,
I mean,
wipe
just,
it down,
we just
man.
Mopped the floor up in the first time. I mean, I think we beat an entire army down to nothing, and we lost, like, what, 120, 130 guys?
Oh,
I mean,
it's insignificant.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. No. It's except for, of course, the mothers and the families, Mark.
Yeah, of course.
About them, right. Yeah, but, yes, but...
we left a lot more sonless and husbandless people
over there. I'll tell you right now,
here.
Man. They had weeping for months over that one.
Absolutely.
So let me ask you. So let's see. How many years of college are you still planning on getting? And what's your final? What's the epic thing here with the University of Florida? By the way, he is actually a Florida State fan. For those of you that didn't get the earlier joke,
I don't think we mentioned it.
No.
I'm the first person in my entire family to go anywhere other than Florida State. And it's just simply it's just a geographical issue.
No. He's an absolute frickin' Seminole.
Oh, yeah. I bleed garnet and gold. You can't squeeze a drop of blue and orange.
Oh,
underneath.
I think
you
Jimmy's
try.
Got a round around here somewhere. I'll squeeze a drop of that out.
Jimmy, yeah. Jimmy.
No, but seriously, it's like, but he's a cool enough Seminole that we actually have him on the show, which is saying a lot.
I appreciate that.
So, anything else that you want to talk about as your guest spot today? Is there anything in the news that does interest you?
Oh, anything in the news? Well, the death toll to Katrina has risen to 1,000. I heard.
Oh, really? I saw it 801 today, but maybe it is 1,000 now. Curtis, of course, Councilor Curtis had predicted it was going to go to 10,000, but I think he may be backpaddling.
Oh yeah. There's no way. There's a lot of dumb people there that didn't leave, but there ain't that many dumb people there.
And hopefully, there's not a lot of dumb people left.
Right. it's the dumbest of the dumb that get taken out first.
Well, I mean, it's the old, what do you call it, the Darwin Awards? Is that when people are so stupid that they annihilate themselves out?
No, that's reverse Darwinism.
Oh, I'm sorry, reverse.
When the stupid survive, that's reverse Darwinism.
But I think they actually have a thing called the Darwin Awards, which is it's a play on the word, but it's I believe that it does mean the same thing. In other words, the Darwin Award. When you win the Darwin Award, it means like, you have just basically smarted your own self out of evolution. You have just poured enough chlorine in your own gene pool to where you don't ever have to, like, bathe in it, you know?
Oh, that's funny.
What about Rita? Do you think? I mean, I don't think Rita's not going to touch that place, but it is going to whack hard.
It's gonna cause some damage. You know, I mean, everybody's so, you know, on their toes now, waiting for it. It's hard to, you know, there's going to be some damage, and you know, it's going to roll through Texas, and you know, I don't know.
It's probably going to erase Galveston off the map.
Well, you know, where the hell is that?
Well. Interesting parallel, though, because New Orleans just got whacked, and Galveston was the first mega hurricane to hit.
Right.
And that place got, you know, absolutely annihilated in the early part of the century. And
right.
And they rebuilt, but...
Right, what, back in the 1920s, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, something like that. Right. I mean, you know, I'm not sure they had motor cars, but they had... They didn't have a lot of telephones and things. Like, they had no cell phones or anything like that.
Right.
That place got pretty much wiped off, mm-hmm. and now they may get a Cat 4 again.
Hey, well,
I don't know. I'm not sure what that hurricane was. You know, again, their measurement system were kind of crude back then. But
oh yeah, certainly weren't.
They didn't have the floating buoys with the super mega sensitive, you know, barometers and.
Well, I mean, okay, it was probably something similar to what, you know, we're experiencing now. I've heard of one of the meteorologists talking about these heavy storm seasons we have roll around in cycles, like every 20, 30 years, something like that.
Right.
So,
and they get more violent, dude, because George Bush is responsible for
absolutely.
World warming.
Well, these last few hurricanes he has actually created himself.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, there's... Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that on the Art Bell show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, that's the absolute truth.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
All right.
And he has Bin Laden in a cage somewhere. We have Bin Laden.
George Bush, you're my friend.
That's right.
You gave me money.
That's right.
I made you something.
Yep.
It was your daddy.
We have him, and just so we can continue the fight, you know, we let him out, give him a script every once in a while.
Give him a script.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, actually, you know, it is kind of funny. Our guest who we have on occasionally, EJ... One thing that dawned on him when he signed up for the military, he was, like, amazed that people were going, you know, God, I mean, we're out here in Czechoslovakia fighting guns off. I mean, like, you know, what's going on? I mean, like, and he's just going, what do you mean? You signed up to be a soldier. I mean, of course there's going to be skirmishes somewhere.
Oh, exactly.
I mean, you know, in his opinion, you know, we purposely have skirmishes, you know, occasionally just to keep troops in shape. Yeah, I mean, well, just to keep them battle ready.
That is certainly a train of thought that a lot of people have about our military. I mean, it's hard to keep a military of the size of the one that we have and with the capabilities. It's hard to keep them focused if, you know, they're not out doing something.
Well, I'll tell you, I believe that, again, their use of robots are going to, you know, completely and totally change the nature of warfare. And it was amazing how they were saying, well, I'm sure there's going to be a human in the loop. But yeah, of course there are. I mean, playing video games, man. Yeah. We have some of the best video game players in the world in the U.S., man. Just go to Megacon. Exactly. Go to Megacon and look, they have $10,000 for the person who can beat you playing, like, X game, you know? And it's like, whatever. And these guys, man, they got fingers that make Liberace blush, you know?
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
So, I mean, you know, it's like he who has the best fingers and the best hardware is going to win.
I can believe that.
And the sensor technology, it's like, you know, when you can look through something, you know, like a wall and see humans there.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, you know. That's going to be, you know, good times when all that stuff happens.
I just want the sensors that can, like, scan through the ocean and, like, look at where there's gold bullion down there. You know, there's like a million unclaimed shipwrecks out there, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. There's thousands and thousands.
I actually talked to somebody about that. We talked about it, and it's like, you know, he figured, well, if you could shoot some gamma rays at it, you might actually be able to receive a ping from that.
Gamma rays?
Yeah. Well, the problem is that, of course, it would kill everything in the path.
Well,
so you'd be, like, swathing the oceans and just, like, wiping out all marine life, which I'm totally against. I'm a diver, but...
Isn't that what made the Hulk? Wasn't that gamma rays that did the Hulk? I mean, there could be some risk of that. Some type of Hulk fish coming out.
The Hulk fish. Me, you want green M&M.
Oh, man.
Me so horny. You know, boy, that's your worst nightmare.
Locked up with that guy. He's horny, and you're there. there's not a lot you
guy
can do.
Guy or girl.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
my God.
It's pretty bad. Especially guy. Yeah. That truly would be a nightmare.
Mm. Well, I think we got off topic there from Katrina to...
Well, you know, I mean, it's all topic.
It's all
unlike
it's
Jimmy
all
and Curtis would talk about, or
how
let's talk
to...
about everybody's weaknesses.
Oh, God.
All right, well, let's not do that.
No, that would be bad.
That would be bad, too. Yeah. I'd probably got a few
when, you know,
Skeletors when in the closet.
That kind of information in the hands of the 7 listeners of this podcast... Could start up a chain reaction
that would pretty much bring us down.
Oh, my God.
Man, well, I have no concept of when Jimmy's coming back.
Mayor in New York, you said, right?
Yeah, he's on a road trip with Mrs. Doan and Mrs. Doan's sister and Mrs. Doan's mother.
That sounds kinky. I gotta tell you, man.
He's crammed into a frickin' Lincoln. You know, that to me, I mean, you know, I remember Lincoln's. Hey, man, I remember Lincoln, like, I mean, you could put a freaking mast on that thing and sail it to Europe. Like, this is not that big of a Lincoln. I mean, this thing is, like, not that big. I mean, it's a Mark 8, whatever, new car, you know, I mean, it looks like a, you know, luxury sedan.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
It doesn't look like the grandma
That's right. You know, the blue hair is coming down.
Right.
No,
you know,
okay.
You see a tuft of blue hair and two hands on the steering wheel.
Oh, hey.
And that's all you see. There is no eye contact.
Right.
And this thing is rocketing. This thing has like 7,000 pounds of mass traveling at the speed of light. You know, coming down at you. I mean, it'll go. It's like a freaking accelerator, man. I mean, it'll go through anything. You know,
right?
And no, they all piled into this little teeny weeny car. In my opinion, you know, Lincoln Mark 8. I mean, beautiful car. You know, if you got like a, if it's you're using it as two people and you put your stuff in the back, but not 4 grown adults. You know, wheedling out. You know, I mean, and then they drove from here to New York.
I've driven that, and it is not. I drove it in an RV.
I drove a sailboat through there, towing. I used to
you drove a sailboat to New York.
Well, I mean, I towed it. Oh. But, I mean, with a car that I told somebody that I needed to borrow his truck for, like, the weekend. And oh, I drove a sailboat to New York and back and, like, you know, slept, like, frickin' 3 hours. And
well, that's a lot better than when we drove to Los Angeles and back. We can keep you awake for 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I thought I was flying to the gigs. Well, I mean, because there was nothing to do. You guys are kind of boring normally. I mean, this is kind of fun, but it's like, you know, we weren't actually on the radio or anything, you know.
Right.
But it's like, yeah, I mean, it's like, I did have the sweetest bunk on the bus, though. That was cool.
Well, except when you woke up to, like, three swinging. That was
Okay. Let's not go there. By the way, for those listeners that need to understand some things.
Some terminology.
First of all, if you ever join a rock and roll band, the first thing that's going to start is the fart wars, okay? The fart wars are the first thing to start. That's where you actually fart on somebody's face as close as you possibly can. And if you have a bare ass there, that's like an extra 10 points,
man. If you can actually see the hair on their head blow back, those are extra points.
Those are extra points.
And
the nose hairs fry up.
Absolutely.
And curl,
if you take someone's eyebrows off, I mean, that is a virtual game winner.
And if you get hit afterward, that's even better.
If it starts a full-on riot.
A full-on riot, man, you know you got
then
a good
something's,
one.
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So for any of you that are interested in joining a rock and roll band, please be prepared for the fart wars.
Absolutely.
I don't even care if there's a girl in the band. It's still going to happen.
You can click to the link for the training manual on JimmyDolan.com.
The training manual to becoming a rock and roll band.
The how-to. Everything you need to know.
Absolutely.
We should wow. This gate's really high. I'm sorry.
I can probably turn it down slightly. Here, I'll cut.
Check. Yeah, that's better. That's much better.
How's that?
Oh, that's incredible.
Okay.
This is a great setup. I love you guys' setup.
We actually have had a lot of comments from people that we have no idea who they are that we love that call in and say, they don't call in. They write us and they say, you know, the sound is exceptional.
It is. It's as good as anything you hear on the radio or anything else.
And you know how much this whole studio cost to put together? Lock, stock, and barrel.
Let me guess.
This is Jimmy, of course, on eBay. No, there was some sandwich.
$3,200.
$3,200. Wow, let me calculate that up. This would be that's about dead on it, including the laptop.
Yep, there you go.
Yep. Because we actually
see, that finance degree is working out for me already.
To do your entire
it's paying dividends already.
I mean, literally, it's like we have an Alesis compressor, which of course love Alesis. We've got the Mackie board with the FireWire card, which is $800, and then the laptop, which is like $1,000, and then these mics are only $300 a piece. Those nice ones.
They sound good. Sounds better than the one yours is kind of going in and out over there.
Oh, yeah. Mine sucks, man.
Oh, so is that an old Shure 57? Or 58?
It's a 58 clone. Yeah.
A 58 clone. So it's a...
It's a 58 clone, man. It sucks.
A 58 clone. I think my dad drove one of those.
Sure. Sure, that's a 58. I mean, for using... I mean, normally I'm not talking anywhere near this mic, so it really doesn't matter. And, of course, we'd rather have our good microphones for the guests.
Right.
So, you know, basically I don't really don't – I'm dirt.
What is this extra microphone for?
Oh, that's for listening to hummingbirds outside. That really good mic?
Well, the one that's kind of pointed towards the window there.
Yeah.
That's for listening.
That's our $6,000 Neumann mic, and that we use that for listening for hummingbirds instead of giving it to Eric. The engineer.
Well, that makes perfect sense. I mean,
no, that's some dirt cheap freaking something or other. I don't even know.
I was
know
about
what
to
the
say, I
is.
Wouldn't give. I mean, unless it was.
It's probably a Radio Shack Highball 88. I don't know. Something horrible. But we are going to put on our. If you're listening to this podcast, we are going to put on an equipment list that we actually do have. And if you have any questions about how to actually do this, especially like the RSS feed, which is such a misnomer. You know, let me tell you, folks, about the RSS feed. If you want to know about that, you know, give me an email. I'll send you our XML file that it's going to take to actually do that.
Right.
I'd be happy to like make that happen for you, because it is not. It took me about a day to figure out, and I'm pretty good with stuff normally, but
you're a pretty bright feller.
Well, you know, not as bright as you are, Mr. College Boy, looking for the triangle.
Oh.
So what do you say we get on the Purple Porpoise or something like that?
Purple Porpoise. What, right now?
Well, I mean, you know, it is noon.
It is it's the bewitching hour.
It's the witching hour.
The bitching hour, yeah. Did you ever determine about the copyrighted use of this song? Because, you know, I could
storm it. Well, you know what? He died last February.
Oh, that's fair game.
Jimmy Smith. Yeah, I'll see him in a freaking courtroom.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, him and his cold, dead, fleshy, freaking relatives.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. I love Jimmy Smith, man. There's no question. Hey, listen, man. You know what? His relatives are probably making money off us because everybody's out. We want to play a clip of the song. It's like a needle drop, you know? And so, like, everybody's out there trying to buy. And they're trying to find this particular clip, which is, like, so non-existent. It is beyond non-existent. You cannot find this particular clip.
Really?
Yeah, you can find the regular Mojo working, which is completely different with drums and everything like that. This one starts off with the B3. Completely different, man. Like, you, I don't even know where I got it. I got it from some Jimmy Smith concert from somebody, man.
Right.
Probably Keith Emerson sent it to you or somebody. Up there. Anyway, it's been the Jimmy Doan Show. Thank you so much, Gino. You've been
a pleasure being here. It's a lot of fun. I'll have to see if I can make my way back over here.
Let's go raid Jimmy's liquor cabinet or something.
Oh, now we're talking. Oh, God, please tell me you're not going to put that on.